Looking back on April 14, the day in 1896 when Dr. John Kellogg and his brother William were presented with their patent for cornflakes.
Started on cornflakes in about, I suppose, the early 50s, really. I've stayed with it.
Adam Scott became the first Australian to win the US Masters in 2013.
Here it is, Adam Scott, a life changer.
And in 2018, the Cars, the Moody Blues, Dire Straits and Bon Jovi were among the inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Stacks of birthdays today, starting with country music great Loretta Lynn. She turns 89. Remember this hit for Loretta?
One of them a toddling and one is a crawling and one's on the way.
British actress Julie Christie turns 81, starred in the 60s films Dr. Zhivago and Far From the Madding Crowd, and returned in the 2000s in Finding Neverland and Troy.
You will find peace. You'll find a wonderful woman. You'll have sons and daughters.
Guitar legend Ritchie Blackmore is 76, a member of rock band Deep Purple. Robert, the brother in the sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond, Brad Garrett, is 61.
I'm sorry, Deb. Really, thanks very much. Everything was great that you did.
Great Queensland and Australian fast bowler Craig McDermott is 56 today.
Pretty easy one there for Healy. A well-deserved reward for Craig McDermott.
Commonwealth gold medalist and dual Olympian Jane Fleming is also 56.
My father always said to me when I was young and doing sport or going to school or whatever, all you can ever ask of yourself is to do the best you can on the day.
And Sarah Michelle Gellar is 44, the star of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I'll calm down and you explain yourself.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the tragic death of Pretenders bass guitarist and founding member Pete Farndon. Did you know he joined the Pretenders after touring with Australian group The Bushwhackers? He was just 30 when he died on this day in 1983.
Talk to me, darling, with a message of love.
Remembering Pete Farndon on April 14.